Hello.
Hassan.
Hi, how
Hassan.
You doing today, sir?
Good.
Awesome. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Kiesman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you registered to vote in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Are you Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Republican.
There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution?
I'm pro-life. I don't quite understand all the talk, but I'm pro-life. I'm adopted.
Okay.
If my mother decided to have an abortion, I would not be alive. So
I understand.
Believe me.
Okay. We all wouldn't be here if our mothers decided to have an abortion. Now, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution?
I would support that. I want everybody to have a fair chase. Yeah, I support
now,
that.
There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's Constitution?
I support that.
Would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Yes.
Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Not a factor.
Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Support of Trump is not a factor in your decision. Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Or you would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I would vote. I don't know what.
Okay.
I think it was your first answer.
I got, yes. I already selected that one for you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
I'm somewhat confident.
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
That's a hard one. Yes.
Okay. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Republican states. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
I have a great deal of trust.
What about state elections? State election officials in South Dakota.
A great deal of trust.
Local election officials in your county.
Great deal of trust.
Election officials in Democratic states.
I don't know. I'm only in South Dakota. I don't know what going on in those other states. I would say not. Okay.
So we can put not sure.
Not sure.
Would that be okay? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, not sure.
Now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
We're threatened. We're under attack, but we're threatened.
Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Would you agree or disagree with that statement? Strongly or somewhat?
I want you to repeat that question, please.
It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement.
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Well, you're going to do it strongly.
Now, the following statement says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Would you agree with it or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age? We're almost done, by the way.
70.
Awesome. Now, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for helping me complete this survey. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.